Adam Maguire is here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. Irish credit unions have topped this year's customer experience survey by Amoroc Research. It's the 10th year of the survey and the 10th year that credit unions have come out on top. The report's also saying they perform well because they listen to and understand their customers. Ticketmaster, Facebook and RTE haven't fared quite so well. They're among the brands at the bottom of this year's rankings. Gerard O'Neill is chair of Amoroc Research. He joins us on the line now. Gerard, a fairly remarkable performance and consistency by credit unions. What are they doing that other brands should be learning from?
I think one of the things that comes through very clearly after 10 years is that the credit unions have the human touch. We've kind of fallen out of love with digital. Looking back at our reports in 15, 16, even 17, we liked the digital providers. Netflix, for example, was number in our top 10 in 2017. But really since then, we've really turned back to wanting more of the human touch, wanting more of that personal sense of belonging, community and interaction with just other people we know and recognize and who recognize us. And the credit unions do that well. In fact, they do it so well. They're consistently one of the best brands of their kind in the world, looking at similar types of research that have been done in terms of customer experience in other countries. So there's only a handful of brand or organizations that have achieved this, and fair dues to the credit unions. In our 10th report, they've managed to do just that.
Yeah, as you say, digital companies not faring too well. Facebook at the bottom, Google quite low down, Disney Plus has fallen quite sharply in the rank as well. Some fairly analog brands, if you could call them that, though, doing very well. KFC, Burger King, Subway. Why are fast food brands doing so well this year?
We think it's part of the reaction to the cost of living crisis. We know and we hear about the difficulties that hospitality and restaurants are having. But if you look at the fast food chains, including obviously KFC and Burger King and Subway, they offer a value for money proposition along with a fairly consistent customer experience. May not be to everyone's taste, but it's consistent and it's what people want. And the feedback we get from their customers is that they're very happy with that experience. And combined with a value for money proposition when money is tight, it works. And that combination is what drives the performance we're seeing in this year's research.
If we look again at the bottom of the table, as I mentioned, RTE is there, Ticketmaster, Air as well. What are the lessons to be learned from their position, and how do you move up the rankings in the next report?
Well, again, looking back over the last 10 reports, and they're all available free at the cxireport.com, what we find is that it's easy to fall down the rankings, but it's very hard to get back up again. And there's a degree of polarization happening in terms of customer experience in the research that we've seen in recent years, which is that the very good providers consistently do well and in fact improve, and the poorer providers struggle and they start to fall further behind. And that kind of CX gap or inequality is a big issue. But those who have managed to rise up, and RTE, to its credit, has risen 5 places in this year's research, they tend to focus on listening to customers, providing a choice of face-to-face or human and digital channels, so not being exclusively digital. And they do what it needs to be done to improve trust in particular, and that includes obviously transparency and a degree of accountability. But it can be done, and we've seen a number of brands over the past 10 reports do just that.
There has been a broader slump as well. Just to say 42% of brands, I think you say, saw their score fall in the past year, which suggests that generally some companies are struggling with consumer experience. Fortunately, we haven't got any time to go into that in any more detail, but we'll leave it there. Gerard O'Neill, Chair of Amoroc Research, thank you very much for that.